It's exciting times for a young man from Merriweather.
We've all got the giggles. I do. I'm really excited.
I just love it when people's dreams come true.
Me too. Just watched a video on this kid's Instagram saying, I just wanted to make young Sam proud and now I'm living out that dream that I had as a young boy.
Yeah. And now old Sam at the ripe old age of 19, Sam Fricker from Merriweather, going to Tokyo as a diver next month. He's got his uniform and he's ready to go. Sam Fricker, congratulations. You're going to the Olympics.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me this morning.
Oh, Sam, we are so thrilled for you. Talk us about this dream you had as a little kid. You always wanted to go to the Olympics, but you never actually pinpointed diving as your sport. Is that right?
Yeah, so ever since I was a kid, all I can remember was just having a dream of making that Olympic team. And I didn't know how I would get there because I was doing gym and tramp, but I eventually came onto diving.
Right. Oh. Diving's such a peculiar sport. Like, how'd you come across it?
Oh, well, I originally started because a girl I liked was doing it at Lambton.
How old are you at this stage, Sam?
Oh, back then, maybe 12 or 13.
12 or 13. Got a crush on a girl. Oh, she's into diving. I'm going to go do diving to impress her. That's amazing.
Wowee. And so, like, as your first Olympics, the people around you in the diving team, particularly the likes of Michelle Wu, who have been there a few times now, what are they telling you about the experience?
Yeah, so we do have some veterans on the team now, and they're just telling me to kind of soak up every second of it, make the most of it. Now, everyone's saying it's going to be so different to any other Olympics because of COVID, but I'm just so excited to be there.
Oh, I love it. In your bio, Sam, in one of your posts on Instagram, you thanked your squad and you thanked everyone around you, particularly your coach, Tom, and you said, he knows how to keep me chill in comps, which helps me compete at my best. How does Coach Tom keep you chill, cool, calm and collected?
Yeah, so Tom is a Newcastle boy as well. So he always... We have a bit of banter on the competition. He helps me get in that right mindset because when I take it way too seriously in comp, I normally overthink and then just don't perform my best. So when I'm happy and laughing, that's when I do my best. And he's good at putting me in that mindset by cracking some jokes.
Isn't that so funny? Yeah, nothing so more good. Australian, like you're on the Olympic stage, you're about to dive, and your coach is trying to make you laugh.
And I remember we're in the Olympic trials, which was definitely the most stressful comp of my life. It was still cracking the jokes, getting me in that right mindset. So, you know, whatever level it is, stick to the plan.
Now, as an Olympic debutant, do you go in there and go, I'm just going to go and have fun, whatever happens, happens? Or are you thinking you're going to walk away with gold?
Well, my plan was to go in, do my best, hopefully make the final. And once you're in the final, why not die for gold?
Yeah.
Exactly. Die for gold. I love it.
Is it weird, particularly at the trial stage, being in a sport where the fate of you being either on the team or not on the team is like somebody going, yeah, I reckon that was pretty good.
Yeah, very grey area.
Yeah, it's not like somebody, that guy ran faster than I did. He got over the finish line first. It's just like, I liked your dive better than that guy's dive.
That's from a diving expert over there.
Obviously, when I call Melissa Wu Michelle Wu, I'm a diving expert.
Ticking out all the boxes.
Sorry, mate.
No, you got some truth for that, but you've got extra judges and they take off the highest and lowest score. So if someone hates you and they just gift throwing you bad scores, it's going to get knocked off anyway. So as long as the whole judge panel doesn't like you, then you've got a problem.
Sure. Yeah, and how could they not like you, Sam?
Yeah, sure, like
honestly. Can I just quickly, moving away from the Olympics for a second, can you give your straws a plug, please? What are you doing to try and save the planet, young man?
Yeah, so I started a company called Sam Straws, and they're biodegradable wheat straws, an alternative to plastic straws, which are rubbish. And paper straws shouldn't be a thing. They just don't work.
They're gross, aren't they? They feel so yucky in the mouth. Yeah.
They just fall apart. Where the wheat straws, they're the real stem of the actual wheat stalk. The grain goes to make food. We use the stems as a straw, and they're completely biodegradable because they're grown from the ground.
Brilliant.
Oh, you're amazing.
Go win a gold and save the world, hey?
Yeah.
We'll just be here.
He's 19. What have we done with our lives, boys?
Oh, God. He's twice my age, and I've done half as much.
He's half your age.
Half your age.
Oh, yeah, you know.
He's having a doozy this chat.
I've done half as much. Oh, man.
Gilly's starstruck.
I'm going to pull out, guys.
Gilly's all giddy. Sam Fricker, Merriweather local, heading to the Olympics for diving. Learn to dive in the Lambton pool to impress a girl. Mate, thank you so much for your time. And good luck at the Olympic Games. We'll have to keep up to date with you and chat to you throughout.
Thank you. Speak soon.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Oh, you right, Gilly? You need to have a lie down.
I'm not talking anymore.
Easy, big boy. It's 24K gold in a mood. Nick, Jess and Darko, happy Wednesday.